mushroom around. I hope there's enough to go around. First, let's just look at Parshas Pinchas for 1 minute. Parshas Pinchas is Perek in Bamidbar, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Zayin. You want to come to the table? Come to the table. You want to stand there? It's too comfortable. It's easy to sleep with a stander. Okay. Where's Ben C? Have a seat. Oh, you're here. He's here. What are you looking for? More? Okay, we'll manage. Manage. Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas are the korbanos of the musafim for every yantif. Every yantif we bring musafim, and we say it is musaf. So what does it say here on Yom Kippur? It says here, that's Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Zayin. I can't say the page because we have different type of promotion here. Uve'asor l'chodesh ha'shvi, the 10th of the 7th month, which is Yom Kippur. Mikra kodesh yilechem, v'nisim es nafsho seichem, that's the fast. Kom locho lo sastu, v'ikraftem. Oyle l'ashem, reich nechoch, par ben boker echer, ayu lechor, kvosim b'dei shon ha'shiva t'mimim. That's 9 korbonos. Par, ayil, and 7 kvosim. Those are oilas, 9 korbanos. Uminchasim, every oil has a mincha, so it's blue b'shemen, it says how much, lo shesun apor, shesun ayil, echad, yisun esun, echad, yisun esun, echad, yisun esun, echad, echad, chatos. That's really 10 korbanos. 9 oilas, and 1 chatos. Every yantif would bring a korban chatos chitzoni. We sprinkle the bread on the outside mizbeach. The Kohanim can eat the basar. And then it says at the end of this pasuk, besides the fad chatasa kippurim for oilas hatamid. Now we'll see what the chatas kippurim is mentioned in Achrei Mois and oilas hatamid. Every day you bring a tamid. So here the mavad is very good because first we mentioned the oilas, a seer. Besides a chatas, besides another chatas in the Tomid. Because we have to see what we say in the Magzah. There's different the schoyas in the Magzah what to say. So here we have basically 10 korbanos. 9 oilas and a chatas. 7 kvasim, parachot, ayolachot. That ayol is very important. I'm not sure if Rashi comments here. No, he doesn't comment here on the ayol. But he probably will over there. Okay. Now let's go to the beginning of Achrei Mois. We're just going to go through the psukim basically, explain what's going on, and then we'll see in the Machzer accordingly. Yeah, you have to have a Chumash Achrei Mois, otherwise you're lost. Okay.
Page,
and this is what we lay in Yom Kippur in the morning. The end of Achrei Mois is for Mincha. In the morning, this is it. Okay. Now, just in general, to know what's going on, the Kohen Gadol was doing 2 different types of avoiders on Yom Kippur. The regular avoider that's done every day, and the special avoider that's done on Yom Kippur. Normally, a Kohen Gadol wore 8 godim. There was gold in there. But for the special avoda of Yom Kippur, he only wore 4 godim, and it wasn't with gold. It was big day lavan. So he kept changing his clothes. Zav for the Talmud, lavan for the avodas Yom Kippur, zav again, lavan again, and zav. 5 times he changed his clothes. Every time he changed his clothes, he went to the mikveh. And before and after changing the clothes, he did Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayim from the Kiyor or from a special ketone. So 5 times 2 is 10. 10 Kiddush Yodayim Viraglayims. And we'll see here, most of the Avoida Hayoim was all done, the special Avoida, the first time he put it on Big Day Lovin. The second time he put on Big Day Lovin was for only 1 thing, as we'll see. But all the special k'toyrus, there's a regular k'toyrus in the morning, special k'toyrus for Yom Kippur. That was all done, it's called in the Voidah Shnia, when he put on the Big Day Lovin the first time. And we'll get an idea. Now, what did he do? What was the special avoider? Everybody knows it. Everybody heard of the story, Lazozel. But they had two Sirim. Klai Yisrael brought two Sirim. One was a Chatas Pnimi, and one was, they weren't Makrovit at all. They sent it out to the Midboy. That's the story, Lazozel. The Kohen Gadol brought his own Korbanus, as we'll see here. He brought his own Por V'ayil. His own par, there was a chatas. He made a chapra on himself and his family and shaved kuhuna. And every time before they brought these chatoyas, he had to make vidui. So on his own par, he made vidui twice. We'll see. And then on the Azazel, for Klal Yisrael, he made vidui once for all the chatoyim of Klal Yisrael. There are three times he made vidui. We'll see every time he made vidui, he said the Shema Meforish three times. During the day, he said 10 times. We'll see exactly where the 10 times he said the Shema Meforish is. The special Ktoivis. Then the sprinklings, the special sprinklings of the Dam, there were 43. We'll see that also. From the Dam Apor, the Dam Sawyer, he mixed them together on the Mizbeach, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, outside the Kodesh Kodashim. All this we say in the Chazor Sashatz. So if you know what's supposed to take place, you'll understand what's going on. So let's see now what's going on. He's the Kohen Gadol. He can't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime he wants. How could he come in? There's an interesting Goyin says that he could come in. We'll see. V'zois yovo Aaron el HaKodesh. How? V'far ben boker l'chatos v'ayul oilo. The Kohen Gadol himself brought a chatos and an ayul for an oilo. Now, the special for begodim, ksonas bad kodesh yilbosh, mechnesay bad, the ksonas was a long white garment, the mechnesayim, yuav sorrow, avnet is a chagura, bad yachor, uva mitznefes, a different type of a hat, bad yitznuf. Those are the four big day kuna that he did the special avoid of Yom Kippur. Rachatz b'maymas b'sorrow, washing means going into the mikveh. He was toivel, uveisham, before he, when he came in with his normal clothes, just from the home. And he had to change. He had to go to the mikveh. Every time he changed, he went to the mikveh. So he brings two kabbadas. Umeis adas b'nei Yisrael, yikach shnei, si'irei izu mechatos, v'ayu echad li'olva. That's really three kabbadas. Two and one is three. But one of them, we weren't makav on the mizbeach. There was Lazozel. So basically, there were only 16 korbanos. We saw 10 in Pinchas. Kohen Gadol brought two, and Klal Yisrael brought two. Now, on the two of Klal Yisrael, there's a big machlokes. And I think we hold the other way. This ayol that's mentioned here in Pasuk Hey is the same ayol that's mentioned in Pinchas. Par ben boker echad, ayol echad. So meaning, there's really only 15 korbanos, and maybe Rashi even quotes on that. And Pasuk Kay, does Rashi say anything? Rashi already, no, okay. Rashi here brings, in Pasuk Dalet, that he five times he changed his clothes, and every time he had two kishir daimberg lines, like I told you before. Okay. So the Kohen Gadol brought two korbanos, and Klal Yisrael, really, besides those also, they brought a chatas. The ayol could be, it's the same ayol, so it's a question of a total of 15 korbanos on Yom Kippur or 16. The 10 oilis, the two korm tamid, morning and afternoon, two from the Kohen Gadol, that's 14. And here, there's the from the Klal Yisrael, the one chatas. It's 15, and if the aisle is a separate one, it's 16. If it's the same, it remains 15. What did you say, Shimon?
I wanted to know if every time that he changes clothes, it has to be new clothes?
No. Or it could be the same ones. Yeah, the same ones. Okay, now. V'hikriv Aaron es parachatas asher lo. Hebrew, if you, I don't know how they translate it in English, it means to bring closer. But this means to make vidui. He took his power and he made vidui. V'chiper, iton, vado, uvad, beso. We'll see it in the Machzor. It's a different nusach than the next vidui. He made vidui, confession, on this chattis, this power which was his chattis. Okay? But they didn't shecht it yet. He made vidui. Then they left it alone. And now we have these two seerim that Klai Yisrael brought. One is the chattis pnimi, one is lazozo. What? Chattis pnimi means that they burned all the meat and the dam went on the inside mizbeach. Oh, so that's here, the two seerim. One, no. So lazozo, they weren't makriv at all. They just sent it out to the midbar, threw it down the cliff. But so right now, they took two seerim, and the Mishnah in Yuma says they had to look alike, cost the same amount of money, the same height, the same color. They were supposed to be identical. It's not makriv, but chavchide, they're supposed to be identical. And they threw lots, a goyro. Which one will be the chattis pnimi, and which one will be the lazozo? So this one says, V'lokach shnei asirim. What's the next word, Mayor?
Okay.
V'lokach shnei asirim, v'hemir oisam lifnei Hashem, pesach oil moil, v'nasan aron, ashnei asirim goralot. Goralachod Hashem, goralachod lazozo. They had two lots, put in his two hands, and brought up the two lots. The behemoths were right in front of him. Whatever was in this hand went on this one. This one, lazozo, Hashem, Hashem, lazozo. It seemed to be a good... Simon Tov is Lashem came in the right hand, but however it came up, that's what each behemoth was. Okay. Now here, this doesn't mean vidui. Vikav Aaron is the soil share all of Agor Lashem. The one that was Lashem, it will be made into Achatas. Achatas Pnimi means that blood went on the innermost Mizbeach. And all the basar, no one ate it. Normally, achatus the kohanim eat. It says kohanim ochlim v'abaylim eskafrim, not an achatus pnimi. V'asoyer asher ol of agor lazozel. It means alive. Yom lechayv deisham lechapulov to send it away. The shalach also lazozel hamidbora. So we learned he already made one zidui on his par, and now he made the two lots, the two goros. Now. The Hikriv Aaron is Parachatas Asher Lo. Again, he made vidui on his par. For who? The Hikriv Ado Vad Beisto. We'll have to see. But the second vidui was not only for himself and his family, also for the whole Shevet Kohuna. Even though the words are the same in the Pasuk, Ado Vad Beisto, we'll see in the Nusach of the vidui the difference. First vidui was for himself and his family. The second vidui was the whole Shevet Kohuna. Now, he does something that's a little bit different than usual. Normally, when you shech the behema, right away they receive, they make Kabbalah on the blood, and they take the blood to the Mizbech, and they sprinkle it. Here, it wasn't like that. V'shochet espar hachatos ashelo. They shechted it, but they didn't, they received the blood, because if not, it's going to just fall on the ground. But they did not sprinkle it yet. It doesn't say here, but it says in the Mishnah is he gives it to somebody to stir. If you don't stir blood, it congeals. Then you can't sprinkle it. So he gave it to somebody to keep stirring while he went and did something else. And then he came back and took the blood. Now after he shechts it, v'lokach melo hamachta kach leyesh me'al mizbeach, now he's going to make the special k'toyrus. He already made one k'toyrus in the morning. The normal k'toyrus every morning, the incense. Here, there was a special one on Yom Kippur. How did he make it? He had to take coals, the incense, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and put the incense on the coals. And it was a whole kunst how to do it, because it had to be exactly two handfuls. So and he had to do that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it was a little tricky. He had to, the kaf, or the spoon that had it, had a long hand, because he had to... Here, the Chumash doesn't say exactly how that worked, but he took it in. V'lokach meloha machta kach liyesh, gecholim kolz, me'alam izbeach, v'nisnei Hashem, u'melo chofnaf, his hands full, k'toris, samim daka, extra fine. The Kleros in the morning was fine. This Kleros was super fine. Dak
Minadak. Where did you get the coal from?
What?
Where did you get the coal
from? From the Mizbeach. There was a special Maroch on the Mizbeach and Yom Kippur just for these coals. If you go through the Mishnah in Yuma, it says that Yom Kippur had one more marocha, if you want to call it a bonfire, than all the other days. That from that marocha he took the coals. V'hayim beis lavol, of course. He took it in. That means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'nosan aktaris al ha'esh lifnei Hashem, because the tzdukim, there was the whole problem with the tzdukim. The tzdukim said he should make the aktaris outside and then go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We don't do that. He took them separate into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and there he made the Ktoris. The Chisa Anan Ktoris is a Kaporis, Asher Ladus, Lo Yomus. Okay, so what do? He already made Vidui. He shechted his Behemah, but he didn't make Zwicky yet. He made the Ktoris. Now, after he makes the Ktoris, Velokach Midam Apor, he takes from the Dam, the Chisa Betzbo, Al Pneha Kaporis, Kedma, Lifneha Kaporis, Yaz Hashavim, Pomim, Minadam Betzmo. He made 8 sprinklings. It's called Achas Lamala. One, none of them hit the curtain. It just towards it and 7 down.
Where?
What?
In
the Kaporos. The Kaporos on the Orin. What?
Which? In the Kodesh Kedoshim.
In the Kodesh Kedoshim. 8 sprinklings from the Dam HaPor. I'm just saying what the Pasuk says. Then we'll see it all in the Mauser. And certain things we explain individually, certain things we say just together, collectively. Seven and one. Now, after he did that, he took the Sawyer of Klal Yisrael. Remember, we brought 2. One Lazar's oil, one. This is also Chatas Pnimi. For Shachat, after he did the dam of his power, also brought it in. Also 1 and 7. So he made 8 sprinklings already. 8 from the Dama Par, 8 from the Dama Sor. What's going on here?
It's following the service.
This is the Seder?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted you to see the Chumash, but I don't care. The Chifer, okay. Now, what's interesting, see, in the Chumash, it's very brief. The Chibra al Kodesh Tumas is Mechaper, B'Shem. The Chen Yase le'oil moed ha'shochenit ha'masoch tumasam. This was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he went out, and he did another 2 times these 8 sprinklings. He took the Dama Por again, and he made, let's say, this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this is the Kodesh. After doing it here, he was inside the Kodesh, and he did it this way, 1 and 7, from the Dama Por and from the Dama Sawyer. So now we're holding by 32 already. Twice from the Dama Par, twice from the Dama Sawyer. Each time 8. 4 times 8 is 32. Twice in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, twice outside. But if you realize it, how many times did he go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim already? 3 times. Once to do the Ktoiris, once to do the Dama Por, once to. Then he had to go out and get the Damasaur. So he went in and out. So he went in 3 times to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then we'll see, he's going to go in a 4th time.
To take out the clothes.
To take out the Kalim, that's right. But then he had to change his clothes, we'll see. But so far, we hear that he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim 3 times. Now he's out. And he did 8 times from the Damapur, 8 times from the Damasaur. See here, it just says, Chen Yasa Loimo, do the same. But that the same means 8 and 8. Then it says here, no one should be in the oil moil when he comes to do it. Then what he did was, he went to the mizbeach. Asher lifnei Hashem, this is the mizbeach apnimi, the mizbeach not in the zor, in the chotzer, the one that's in the kodesh, or the oil moil. The chibur olav, he's atoning. What did he do? He mixed the remaining dama par and the dama sor together. And he did 4 sprinklings, like every chattis, on the top corners of the mizbeach. It's another 4. That's 36 already. And also, on the mizbeach itself, he did another 7 sprinklings. Vitero, he's Matayarit, Makadishim, Matumas B'nai Yisrael. So he did again 8, 8, 8, 8, mixed them, 4 and 11, 7, which is 11. 11 and 32 is 43. These are the 43 special sprinklings that he did of the special Avoda Yom Kippur. Now, after all this, he takes the soil azozo. V'hikrib es hasoil chai. V'somach aron, he makes smicha. When you make vidui, you make smicha. You put your hands on it. V'svada, here it says v'svada. The other places just use the word v'hikrib. Here it says you made vidui for a voinus of the whole klal yisrael. Kol b'shem chochad asam. Like we put them on the soil, and he sent it out to somebody to the midbar, and he sent it down. In the meantime, then he goes and he changed his clothes, and so on. Here Rashi says, you took him not exactly according to order, but that was the order of the... Now what he did afterwards, he changed his clothes again, put on big days off, and he did the oilis, there's machlekes in the Mishnah Yuma, exactly what he did now, which is the third time. Then he changed his clothes again, the big day lovin, went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the fourth time, for one purpose only, to take out the kelim. He made the ktoiris there, and he had to leave it there. It was hot, it was burning. So now he goes back to take it out. So they say a very important thing, you know, many times a person has company for Shabbos, and this and that, you serve nice meals, cleaning up is just the same mitzvah as giving it. And you say, cleaning up, who wants to clean up? Here he went on Yom Kippur to go in to take out the and there was a chelik of the void of Yom Kippur. Anyway, that's the general what we saw here in the Chumash. Now I want to show you this in the Machzor. We probably don't all have the same Machzors, so I can't use page numbers. This is in the repetition in the Chazor Sashatz of Musaf. And this is important so you know what we're doing when we say it in the Chazor Sashatz. Whereas Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Shmon Esrei was the long... Here the Shmon Esrei is not so long. It's only 7 brachas. You have the Al-Chetz, but the Shmon Esrei itself is not so long. Now, in the Musaf, so the beginning of the Musaf Chazor Sashatz is the same, and you have the Kedushin, you have the V'chom Aminim, and you say Oleinu. Now... On Rosh Hashanah, we made Hishtachavo one time. By Aleinu, we did it one time each day. And Yom Kippur, we do it 4 times. One in Aleinu, like usual. And then in this special, when he made the Vidui, every time he made the Vidui, and he said the same Amor Foyrish, we make Hishtachavo. Even though he said 3 times, same Amor Foyrish, I imagine in the Migdash, every time they bow down, but we do it just once. Now, in the art scroll, what I want is, well, on page 550 is Oleinu, so that's the regular koirim. But we continue. On page 554, I don't know who has an art scroll. Mm-hmm. That'll help you. Where are you holding? Pass further. Where are you holding that? Here's the Oleinu. Then after this, Amitz Koyach is the Seder Avoida. Everybody have it? You have a Machzor?
No,
okay. You have an art scroll?
I have a
54.
So you can give it to me. I'll find it. I said it. Whose is this?
Mine.
Oh, this is, what's his name? Okay. Ata Gibor. No. Okay. We'll go a little further. Oh no, much further. After Kedusha, after Vachom Aminim. Here you have Benach the Koyim of Aleinu, and right after Aleinu, a little bit later, it starts here. Amitz Koyach. This is where this part. This is the temple service. It's called Avoda. This is where it starts from. Amitz Koyach. Now Amitz Koyach, we say a whole paragraph starting out from creation of the world. We just say fast. The world was desolate, and the Kosh Baruch created it, and all the Marishan. You say the whole paragraph. You keep going, you have to go slow and see what it says. What you're saying there, we speak about everything until, and all the Marishan, and Kayin, everything. until we get on page 558, we can go a little further. There it starts to avoid it. Now, you just, yours, you'll get it. Nilvi Melov, usually that's like a new paragraph. Yeah, Nilvi Melov. Here's where we get closer. Here it says, the Kohen Gadol had people with him, and he made the regular korbanos in the morning, the tamid, and he made the, we're not holding there yet. Here. The regular morning, they made a pious, they made a lot, who should do what. And then, on page 560, we say poro mutzav. Nilvin? Right here. Poro mutzav. Right before kachaya omer. And the art scroll is page 560. Is that art scroll?
Yeah.
Okay. Two lines before the kachaya omer. You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Because now, then we're going to go straight once we get to this point. Okay, the first Kachaya Omer.
Right.
So two lines before that, it says, Poro Mutzav Bein Ulam Lamizbeach, his par, Ponev Yom HaRosh, Pogash Rasam Achyar HaRosho, Pshov Hode, V'chub Lotoman. And this was his vidui. The Kachaya Omer, this is the first vidui the Kohen Gadol is making. And look at the Nusach. It's in a singular Lashon. On Hashem Chotasi of VC Peshati the Fonacha Ani Ubesi, him and his mishpacha. On of Hashem, every time this Hashem is the Hashem I'm a forbush. Kapir no lachatoim avonis pshoim tosi of VC Peshati v'nei Reisik Asu v'shorosu v'shorosu. He always say Chav Alech v'tayachem mikol chatosachem v'fnei Hashem. Each video he said the Hashem of forbush three times, and it says now the Kohanim. This is what we do when he finishes this. When they heard the Shema Nichbud, they were korim, umishtachavim, umoidim, venoifim, alpneim, v'armim, boch, shem, kvod, mochuso. Ki Shem Hashem ekwa, havu godel lelokeinu. This was the first vidui on his par. Now, if you remember what happened, we saw the Chumash, he made vidui, then he left it, and he did the lots. So that's what we're going to say now. Next page, 562. First we say, Vafu, mischavin, he wanted to really say the Shem. Titoru, and we ask the question, Baruch Hashem Rachmanis. Then we say a little introduction paragraph, and then it says he went to the Azora, and he had the two serum there. In these six lines, we say the whole thing. He had the two serum. They were, you know, they have to be the same and tight and everything and value. And he made the Goralot. One is Lashem, one is Latzoik. And he tied a string. The one that's being shechted around the neck, the one that's being sent out on its head, so they shouldn't mix up. They look alike; they're identical. Once we made the goralot, you have to know who's what. So they made a simon that they shouldn't make any mistakes. Then it says,
"If they do make a mistake,
what?
If you make a mistake,
crazes. I don't know. Can't answer what happens. Well, once you matish this lashem and this lazozo, so." I don't think it's brought down ever that there was.
From one side to the other.
I don't know if it was ever. Okay, now, the last line before the next Kachoya Oimer, Solach, Obo Etzlo Etoporo Shainis. He came back to his power a second time. Sochamateo Pnei Tzur Isvade. And he made another Bidui, the Kachoya Oimer. Now, this is also in a singular Lashon, even though it's a little bit more people. Chatosi Avisi Pashati, and Ivesi. This is for him, his family, and Shevet Kohuna. Here, Ubnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha. Before we said just Bnei Besi. Here we say Ubnei Aaron, Hal Shevet Kohuna. Even though it's in a singular lashon. On the Hashem Kapan Olachdoyim Blavonus Lapshoyim Shachotisi Shavisi Shabshati. Okay, the same scenario. Kiriyom is there three times the same Hashem. Chapalikim Tesrim Kochat Esechem Bnei Hashem. And same thing again. The Kohanim Dom, when they heard him doing that, are you Korim and Mishtachavim? So this is the third time we're making Korim. We made one by Leinu, one the first Vidui, and another time the second Vidui. That's three already. Now, okay. Now, after he made the second Vidui, he shechted it. So that's where we continue on page 564. He wanted to finish the name. Then again, we have here six, eight lines that we say what's taking place in the interim. Kach Machelis, he took a sharp knife, shechted it. In the Mishnah it says, he didn't shecht it normally. See, all avoided in Yom Kippur had to be done by Kohen Gadol, so he tried to conserve his energy. So even the Shechita says he only did Rov Sumanim. There are a lot of things that are made easier in Yom Kippur because he had to do everything himself. So then it says in Mishnah, it's here, it doesn't mention that. He shechted it, Makabel the dam, he gave it to somebody to stir, as I told you before, so it shouldn't congeal. Because he's not sprinkling it yet. Now he's going to go do the Ktoiris. So, you see what it says? We're saying this quietly. Kishoso, if it congeals, it's no good. Then it says he took. Here we're talking, we say the Ktoiris very quietly. Koch lachshus chos v'ach v'radim. He took three kabim of coals, and he took the right hand and the ktoiris in the left hand. One hand, he went to the badim and he put the ktoiris there, made a whole cloud that came out, took the blood, and now what?
Why are we saying quietly?
Why
are we saying quietly?
No, I'm saying we all say, you know, we say it. Then it says when he's finished with the ktoiris, he went out. And he came back with the Dama Por. So here it says, Roivim, two lines again before the Kachoy Omer. Roivim, Memoris, Menu, Noto Dam. From the one who was stirring it, he took the Dam, and he went again into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he did one up and seven down, but this we say out loud. Probably remember the Kachoy Omer, Achas. Achas v'yachas. It's purposely they didn't count eight. They wanted they shouldn't make a mistake and think they're all up or down. One is up towards it, one is down. So we do achas and achas till sheva. Now in Ashkenaz and Sfarad or Nisal Sfarad and Ashkenaz, the difference. We only say out loud achas twice. I think in Nisal Sfarad they say out loud all four times. So here we said achas. And these are the sprinklings that he's doing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he finished that, it says he left the rest of the blood and he shechted the Sawyer, these two lines. And the same thing. And then he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he sprinkled like the Dama Por. And we say again, V'kachoyamona, Achas. The two times of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we say it out loud. The whole Tzibur together. Chazan and this. Once from the Dama Por, once from the Dama Por. So he already went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim three times. Once for the Ktoiris, once for the Dama Par, once for the Dama Sawyer. Then it says he put down the Dama Sawyer. Again, we have four lines. And he took the Dama Par and he went outside into the Oil Moir or into the Kodesh and he did it towards the Kaporis again. One and seven, but we just say he did the same thing again. We don't even say one and seven. 1 minute, Renzi. He took Rogish Rashina means of the Damasaur. He did it from the Damapur and the Damasaur, yeah. So that's we get 16 inside, 16 outside. Now here we mention also quietly that he mixed them. Like I told you before, he mixed the Damapur and Damasaur. And he put it on the Mizbeach, 4 and 7, that's it. That's already 32, 11, 43, all the special sprinklings.
He's wearing white clothes, right?
You have to talk louder from if you're sitting here. If you come to the table, I'll hear you easier. What?
He's wearing white clothes, right?
What?
He's wearing white
clothes. Yeah, this is all the first time he's wearing the white clothes. All this is straight. Now, he's going to take the Sor Lazozo. Shoked, Obo Eitzu Sor Achai. The Shigayin, the Zidainis, and he's saying Vidui. Now look at the Nusach of this. Now he's saying a third Vidui for the whole Klal Yisrael. And here he says in a plural Lashon, Akachoy Omer, on Hashem, Chotu, Ovu. Before he said Chotasi Avisi. Now he's saying Chotu, Ovu, Pashu. It's the third time. Okay. I mean, third Vidui, but the first one on the Lazozo. Beis Yisrael.
The positive Vidui, he said, isn't it?
No, once was on the Dama Por, once was on the Dama Sor, and now on the Lazozo.
Third view.
On Hashem Kapanor, same thing. We mentioned three times the Shem Hashem. Yes?
Why is he saying basis?
What?
Why is he saying basis? Why is he saying basis?
Where? What are you referring to?
Because
he's talking about Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael said
anyway,
he already said that he doing it himself. About it helps for everybody, but I think he's saying you're okay. Yeah, if there's anything more, maybe the commentaries talk about it. Now, that's the third vidu, and the same thing again. V'chanim v'am, they make korim. So that's the four korims we make on Yom Kippur: one in Aleinu, and one every vidu. I think in the Beis Hamikdash, by every vidu they did three times, because three times they said the same on Mefarish. But in our services, in our when we daven, we only do it once for each vidu. That's the four times. V'chanim v'am omdim bazor shem shemus hanichbod. Okay. The rest, we just say quietly. So, if you have an English translation, it'll tell you. Then it says he changed his clothes, and he did the regular thing, and then it says he changed his clothes again to go back, Lavan, to go back into the Kodesh Kodashim to take out the Kalim that he left in the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the fourth time he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then he changed his clothes again. And he did a few other korbanos, and the Talmid of Bein Arboyim and the Kodesh of Bein Arboyim. There's a big machlokes the Mishnah Yumah that we don't have to go into now. When did he do the Musafim? Because remember, we had Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. Zav was the morning, then Lavan was all the Savoida. Some say the Oidas were in the morning. Some say, okay, that's already not so much the Gaya. But this gives you the general idea of what we'll be saying in the Chazor Sashatz. When we'll be saying it. Then the rest already, there's a lot to say here afterwards. First they talk about the rest of the Avoida. Then it says the treaties that I want to mention right now. Kamar Koyin, how radiant if he came out alive and he did the Avoida. Then we talk how nice it was, and then we talk about Davron Goldas. It can take you 10 minutes to say the rest until you get. Now, a few things I want to mention. But Moshe Aaron Stern used to always mention, you know, it's a fast. Yom Kippur's a fast. And sometimes you can have a feeling, well, when is this fast going to end? You know, it gets later and later, and you get hungrier. And sometimes instead of thinking about your davening so much, you're thinking about, oh, there's only 3 hours left, 2 hours left, 1 hour left. We're getting down to zero. He says, when we say the Shechayonu in Kol Nidre, we say Shechayonu on the day. We should really dance. That we were zeichet to have Yom Kippur, to live to have Yom Kippur, to get clean. We don't realize what it means. The whole year our neshama gets not as white and as clean as it should be. And the mashal we always said over was, the mother sends out her child and he gets dirty, the clothes get dirty, comes home, next day she washes the clothes, she sends them out again, comes home, why is she washing? She's going to send them out tomorrow, he's going to get dirty. She knows if she doesn't do it every day, he'll get so dirty and the clothes will get so dirty we won't be able to clean them anymore. Baruch Hashem, we have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur that we can cleanse our neshama. It's not just cleanse our neshama, that elevates us. The cleaner our neshama is, the closer we can get to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more we can daven. It's a tremendous, tremendous day that we have Yom Kippur. We need that. So he said, really, you should dance and sing when you make Shechayanu. Good, it's Yom Kippur, we don't do it. But
they did used to dance.
What?
The women were with the dance in Yom Kippur.
Who?
The women with the dance in Yom Kippur.
The concept that he's saying is important to know how to look at Yom Kippur. Itzumu Shayomas Machaper. Every second is a tremendous jewel. It's a tremendous gift that we have from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because on Yom Kippur, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Not the Malachim, not this, not that. It's such a Skaris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of waiting for it to end, of course we can't fast indefinitely, but we should appreciate it and be happy and joyful that we have it. That's all mind over matter. We all know that. So if you put your mind to it and realize what precious matana we have, it'll help immensely. And he mentioned one more point, and this is very true. Is there a minute? There's no Mishnayos here. Wait a second. You have a mouse. I need a mouse with commentaries. A Mishnayos. I need Moyed Beis.
Can I hear it?
I need the rap. Wait, here's the. Wait a second.
There's Yuma.
You have had a Yuma. Perikei. He used to mention this This is Nogei Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Meir was talking about the last Mishnah in Tanis that said that the women of Israel would go out to the fields and
Tuba,
probably. And Yom Kippur.
I can't talk about it. Klesnes. Now, it says that when he finished his service as Avoyde, he made a tefillah. He made a prayer. Kohen Gadol made a prayer. What was the prayer? Listen to this prayer.
In which Mishnah is it?
It's in Perek Hay. One second. I think it's in Perek. Maybe it's in Perek Vav. No, maybe.
Page 210.
So maybe it's in Perek Vav.
206.
One second. Just give me 1 minute. I want to find it because the Rav brings it.
Okay.
A special tefillah that he said, and this is very important to know. The side was what a person can accomplish with a prayer from the depth of your heart, meaning that you really mean it and you have tremendous kavana. He brought two rayas to this. One was from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hannah. It says, Hannah for many years, she didn't have children. The whole story, we read it in Daf Torah and Rosh Hashanah. And then at one point she davened and she was zoicha to have a child. What happened the whole time? Where was she the whole time? Now she decided to daven. So it says there, her husband told her, what's your problem? I'm a better husband to you than 10 children. What does that mean? That meant he gave up. You're not going to have children. He's saying, she always relied on him. Once she saw he gave up, then she saw she had no eitzah, and she was mispalah herself from the depths of her heart. Azat tefillah goes straight up to Shemayim. Where do we see this on Yom Kippur? Because it says that the tefillah that the Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur, just give me 1 minute. Where is it? One second. Yeah, that's right, the rain. But he brings it. He was mispalah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should not accept the tefillah of the Ovri Drachim. Now what's going on here? You have a whole Mishnah's Tainus. It's a drought. We didn't have rain for months. And Klai Yisrael fasted. And different sets of fasting. And finally a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us rain. You hear this? After all these tefillahs. And there's a guy walking over Drachim. It's raining. He's getting drenched. He's getting wet. Soaking. So he doesn't want it to rain. So the Kohen Gadol, to offset his tefillah, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur has to make a tefillah that Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept it. Why is his tefillah better than Chayis? Because his is from the depth of his heart. He feels it. He's getting soaked. It's. He can't take it. So that's a tefillah. Any tefillah from the depth of your heart goes straight up. And the only way to counteract that, the Kohen Gadol had to be mispalah of that on Yom Kippur. I just don't find it where it says. The Rav brings the tefillah. Maybe it's in the seventh parak. I don't see it. I wanted to show it to you, but... Oh, 1 second. Ah! Yom Tov Hoya Osa. I don't see it in the moment. I want to keep everybody waiting from the different shurim. So that's what I have to say. We have to realize Yom Kippur is a chance of a lifetime to get clean, to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you know, it's very interesting. There's a mabit that says, what's tshuva? We look at it, okay. We want to get off our sins. The mabit says tshuva. The word tshuva is lashiv, is to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course, if you have chatoim, you can't get closer. But the ikar of a yid is to be closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is. In English, they say repent. But the word tshuva is to return. Return to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you cleanse yourself, Yom Kippur, that's why afterwards you can have sukkahs. Why is sukkahs after Yom Kippur? Because the true simcha you can't have if you're full of chatoyim. You have to first cleanse yourself. And Yom Kippur is a tremendous opportunity. But you can only take advantage of it if you prepare yourself before Yom Kippur. Still have a few days before. Prepare, try to do tshuva. You have to give it more time. Know the tefillahs, know the alchetz. At least we shouldn't be over another very on Yom Kippur by vidui peah. We say all the chatoim. Vidupeh means you say it with your mouth, and your heart's not in it. Chas v'shalom. We have more avarice in Yom Kippur than before we start. If it's a vidupeh, it shouldn't be vidupeh. You have to know what you're saying and think a little bit else. Now listen, we're not going to become tzaddikim overnight. We're not going to do any more chatoim. Let's not kid ourselves. We always say a person should not be discouraged. Last year he tried, so I made New Year's resolutions. And how long did it last? Leave me alone. Not true. First of all, if a person could have siyata d'shmaya in a kaleas, even if it doesn't, for the period that you did it, it's a tremendous chus. But the Sforim say, right now, Kosh Baruch Hu looks what you really want. What happens later, that's not your really. And Yom Kippur, when you come to the realization of the truth, that's what I really want to do in life. If you're not successful, that's a different story. But Asher Rosham. So it's not you're not fooling anybody, but you have to try to come to their dagger that this is what you really want. And that can only come if you prepare yourself for Yom Kippur. So you have to take these times. We have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, mitzvah to eat. So all we do every Yom Kippur is just eat. No, there's more to do besides that. No matter, we have to learn too. We have to try to have mitzvahs. But we have to prepare as much as we prepare the chatoyim, achet, to know what we're saying at least. And bachal, make up a person who should try to change something. Something to be a little more serious. And we're not faking anybody. And we have to be mispalo that it should last as long as possible. We should all be zoicha to have a gemar chsima taiva, and I hope this will all help you to concentrate during the Musaf Chazor Hashashat. Good year. Okay, my share, we'll just stay here. I don't know. What?
Yeah,
who's the tape? You want?